another episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On today's episode, How Fanta Saved My Life, Part 2 by Chima.
This time around, I was able to get a good look at the face of the thief as he swept past me. I nearly fainted when I noticed that we both had the same shirt on. A red Ralph Lauren polo shirt with the number 3 inscribed on the right arm. Immediately, my instincts told me to hide, because if the mob got a good look at the shirt and not at the face, I could be lynched for a crime I didn't commit. I started hurrying, doing along and out of sight, but the mob, now divided between the first and the second thief, and more animated because of the juicy prospect of catching and lynching two thieves at the same time, gained on us.
Naim be that oh, Naim, we gonna no let him go.
I looked around for who the crowd was referring to, and I saw them advancing towards me. To not raise their suspicions, I slowed down and turned to face them, a scared doing hiding behind me. Two hot slaps had descended from nowhere on my face before I could say anything. Tears from nowhere rose to my eyes, and before I knew it, I was already on my knees.
Leave him alone! Leave him alone!
Doin screamed in between sobs at the Agbero who dealt me the wicked slaps. I was already on my knees and my hands were up, but I couldn't say anything. My nose was running and the tears were steady streaming. Another wicked slap. I swear I saw my late grandma in that instant.
Where the phone dey? Where am?
Donnie continued crying and shouting that they leave me alone, but the lead tout shut her down.
You better come out for here before we kill you and your bobo together now. Oh yeah, vamos!
The Agbero bellowed at a sobbing Donnie. Then he turned back to me and repeated his question, this time more menacing than ever. Rendered speechless by the third slap, I couldn't say anything, but I kept crying and my nose kept running.
Bring tire!
A voice from nowhere screamed. Just as the instruments of death were touching down, the woman whose phone was stolen in the initial pandemonium got to the scene and started shouting for them to stop.
Stop! Wait! No be amo! No kill amo!
She shouted.
Madam, waiting the happen. You say no be on thief the phone?
The head tout bellowed.
No be amo, no be amebo, ema be no sir. The thief e black and he no hold anything for hand. This one I see him before and na Fanta him and his CC they drink when they thief my phone.
30 minutes later, I was all cleaned up, but my face was still red and stinging from the slaps. Doin helped me out of the stall where I was taken to be catered to, but not before getting free bottles of Fanta for the pains we were put through. We passed the scene of the lynching of the first thief. It seemed like the phone thief managed to escape the mob and got away with his act, for which I was almost killed. Thank God for Fanta.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.